Houston's original neighborhood downtown is for everyone, and it's poppin'. It's our open-hearted home for our biggest celebrations and our treasured hidden gems. From the world-class theater district to incredible green spaces like Discovery Green, downtown is the place to be. In fact, more people visited downtown Houston last year than the entire population of Dallas, Fort Worth, Austin, and San Antonio combined. There's no better time to live downtown than now. From starter apartments to luxury lofts, everyone can take advantage of the arts, business, culture, entertainment, food, and recreation. Now, you might think of downtown as only the heartbeat of Houston's regional economy, which it is, but there's so much more to it, including free events throughout the week with Downtown Houston Plus. From the Market Square Park Farmers Market every Saturday to Yoga Flow every Wednesday, you can find something to do and eat and watch in downtown Houston. Learn more at downtownhouston.org. Downtown Houston, get energized and revived.
Hi, CityCast listeners. Pizza is a staple food that puts a smile on people's faces of all ages. It's a quick fix that usually is the life of most parties, game nights, and sporting events. But even though it's an easy fix, finding the best pizza places in town isn't as simple. But don't worry, the CityCast Houston crew is here to help. It's Thursday, February 2nd, 2023. I'm Carleon Jones, and here's what Houston's talking about today. AK, Brooke, Dina, are y'all ready to talk about pizza?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, good. Because I don't like pizza, so I'm going to need y'all to do some convincing here because...
Oh my God. Who doesn't like pizza?
Me. I can't get into it. The red sauce is my problem. That's the problem.
That's all the pizza.
That's all pizza. That pizza is all sauce. Wait, have you watched Abbott Elementary, Carly?
Oh my gosh.
Abbott Elementary is phenomenal. Love Abbott Elementary. But one of the characters in the show, they had an entire episode about him trying to hide the fact that he doesn't like pizza because people get creeped out by the fact that, like, everyone likes pizza. So it's like weird when you meet someone who doesn't like pizza. So the entire episode is about him hiding the fact that he doesn't like pizza.
Is this an embarrassing fact or something? Like, I just thought it was pretty normal. Like,
No, that is not normal.
It is not normal. And that is why they devoted a whole episode around that fact. Because I have not met anybody that does not like pizza until today. But that's okay. That's okay. Yeah. We're not going to hold it fully against you. We're just going to try to convince you to come to this side.
You know what? Actually, I'm going to put y'all. Yeah, she said come to the light. I'm going to put y'all onto something that is like even better. So like if I eat pizza, I order it from either Mod and I go get the Alfredo sauce and sometimes I'll put pesto sauce at the bottom of it and then stuff it with all the toppings and everything. Really good. Or I'll order from Domino's and get garlic parmesan sauce at the bottom and do like chicken and spinach on top. Now that's really, really good too.
Actually, my roommate does that. My roommate does that a lot.
See?
My roommate does that a lot.
It's not abnormal.
That is. Look, Domino's is like if you're desperate, all the amazing Houston spots.
Oh my God.
That's where I would go.
It is like really, really desperate.
Yeah, see, Brooke is team desperate, right?
Oh my gosh. Now I'm weird and desperate.
No, it is. I feel like Domino's, I mean, we just have so many great spots that you could try above Domino's. I mean, I'm a Pizza Hut girl, but I'm only going to go to Pizza Hut if I can't go to any of the other places or I'm running last minute.
Same.
Okay, I want y'all to try to convince me on where I should go here in the city and try. Since you are the avid pizza lover, Brooke, we'll start with you. What are your top places in Houston to get a slice of pizza?
Okay, there's so many. But I will say the spot that really lives in my brain all the time is Cultivare. And I think it's just because going to Cultivare is a whole experience in itself. So it's not like I can have their pizza that often because it is a little bit more pricey, but it is so worth it.
Okay, what's pricey though? How high is high?
So I will say that it's pricey. It's for a night when you want to treat yourself and you just want to have a good night, even if it's just you taking yourself out to dinner because you just want to have a good pizza night. So Cultivare is number one for me. But I also found a pizza place during the pandemic. So I had this whole thing. I think this is when I really fell in love with pizza, was during the pandemic, as a way to just brighten my week. I would have a pizza night every Friday and I would order pizza from a different place in Houston. And so I started to get familiar with a lot of different pizza places. And surprisingly, Bella Green rose to the top of the pizza places that I tried. Now, I know some people were like, what, Bella Green, you know, it's known for its like healthy, like salad. Sandwiches. Yes. But their pizzas are so, so good. There's a pizza there at Bella Green called the Home Slice, and it is so good. You guys, it is so good. I know you're like, why is it so good? I don't know. There's something about it's just like if you want a simple kind of pepperoni pizza, but it's just it doesn't taste like just like any regular old pepperoni. Get the Home Slice from Bella Green, and you won't be disappointed. But they also have a lot of other selections.
Their most famous pizza is the Fig and Pig, right? Yes. I always hear about the Fig and Pig.
What is that? What?
Yes, I actually haven't had that one. I think it's because for me, I don't really like the mixture of fig on my pizza sounds a little weird. Like
that's
the fig
weird.
Jam.
Yeah.
Could y'all explain Fig and Pig real quick though? Like what is
so,
that?
It has fig jam, mozzarella, parmesan, goat cheese, and prosciutto.
This sounds worse than the red sauce. Oh my God, what's going on?
No, I promise you, it's not bad. It also depends on how you fall on the debate of pizza and flatbread. Like when does a flatbread turn into a pizza and when does pizza turn into a flatbread? Like where you land on that spectrum. But like if you've ever been to Postino's, they have like this amazing like fig jam flatbread, like one of their boards is a fig jam. Fig jam is
that
underrated.
Is really good. I know what board you're talking about.
It's super underrated. I promise you, it's very underrated. The texture is like sweetish. It has a sweetness to it, but it's also like it's like a little more dense. It has a density to it that's really
pizza
nice.
Pizza should not be sweet though. That's like my one rule. Like, no pineapples on pizza.
No, Dina, you cannot be a pineapple denier.
So I was about to say.
I'm a pineapple denier, but that's okay.
Thank you.
It's like not the place for pizza. Like, why am I having fruit on my pizza?
It's not
I'm
that
here
bad.
To eat unhealthy. I'm here to not think about fruit and pineapples. Just
this
like,
is offensive to me.
It's not that bad.
Look, Carly says it's not that bad.
Pineapple is top three toppings all
top
time.
No, I'm not. I wouldn't ever go that far, but it's not that bad.
And I know we're not even in Valentine's Day yet, but the number one prompt I hate seeing on dating apps is I like pineapple on my pizza. And there's something about that that is constant on dating apps. And I'm not the only person. I talked about this with other friends. There are so many guys that are like, I like pineapple on pizza, as if it's an ironic fact. But apparently a lot of them like it. So I'm like, it's not ironic. Just
I love it.
Stop putting it on your dating app profile.
I love it. I'm a swipe huge left. Fan of the pineapple on my pizza. That sweetness and savoriness combo. It's just too good to miss out. But I did spend like, I think my the back end of my college career was entirely like pineapple covered pizza. So I haven't actually had pineapple covered pizza in like a year. I haven't had it as a topping in like a year because it got
he
too
said
much.
A year, like as if that's not long. I mean, like a long time ago. I thought he was going to be like, like years and years. He's like,
oh,
1 year.
Oh, no. I would not disrespect the pineapple like that.
And I'm like, I've never had it. Like I've gone my whole 30 years of life without having pineapple on pizza.
And if you've never had pineapple on pizza, Brooke, you can't say like that you don't like it. You got to try it first.
Mm-hmm. No, it's just the idea of it is, I think, enough for me. Just thinking about looking at it. I think, when I'm with friends and they order the pizza, I think I've probably had a piece of it, but just like, and then I was like, yeah, no. So It's not, you guys can't convince me, unfortunately.
That's good.
Okay. I have to say that right now I'm not convinced about this pizza, this fig pizza and all this stuff y'all have going on. So I'm going to let AK try. Okay. AK, what are your places to go?
I'm going to go with actually Cultivari's like sister location, which is kind of like their cheaper option, I guess. It's Vinny's. They're both owned by apparently the same company. They're both like Houston local. Vinny's is off of Edo. So it's right on that strip where that Poke place is at, where Rodeo Goat is at, where like all those bars are at, like Neil's and stuff like that. And the amazing part about Vinny's is it's almost all counter service, and it's New York style pizza. So like its biggest competition is probably going to be like Frank's. But the best part about Vinny's is that they do all their pizza in a stone oven, and it's New York style pizza in a stone oven. And it's so good. It comes out like crispy, just to the right amount, chewy, the right bits. It's so good. And their pizza didn't like go that like high in price. Like they're not super expensive. You could get a whole pizza, like a whole cheese pizza or a whole pepperoni pizza. Their cheese pizza is like $16 and their whole pepperoni pizza is like $23. And it doesn't really go above that. If you're like a ranch lover, their CBR, their chicken bacon and ranch, is like phenomenal, but it's one of their more expensive pizzas. But they have all types of varieties. They have pizzas with chorizo on them. They have pizzas with like all types of like high end like beef, like Angus beef, and like pepperonata. Like it's fancy, but it's not super fancy. It feels like you're eating at a corner pizza store in New York.
Okay, this is sounding good. I'm not going to lie. I'm interested. Yeah. Yes. It sounds pretty good. All the different meat toppings and stuff, mm-hmm. the oven, like, yeah, okay. I'm with this one.
A valid. I understand. Like Vinny's, at first I was iffy. I was like, what is this Frank's ripoff? And then I stopped eating. I used to work at one of the restaurants there, and I stopped eating at my own restaurant because I'd be eating at Vinny's every day. Okay. So like amazing. Love Vinny's. Vinny's is phenomenal. Then on the other spectrum, if we want to go fancy, if you want to have a fancy night out, you want to have Italian style pizza, you want a person who like enjoys like New York style pizza or like pan style pizza to be like, no, we're eating flatbread right now, but it's actually pizza. Mm-hmm. Pizarro's has a couple of locations around town. They're still not that much more expensive than a whole pizza at Vinny's, to be honest, but they're smaller portions. So for you to share, you probably have to order two pizzas, but each one of their pizzas is like $21, $22, $23. And it's like these like very specific like Italian style. My favorite is the margherita. They put this like house-made mozzarella on top, and it's like in little squares, and it kind of melts all over the thing. It's amazing.
You're making me so hungry. I freaking love mozzarella, like when it's fresh on pizza.
Yeah, and it is fresh on the Pizarro pizza. It's so good. Also, we've been having a debate about Pizarro is up there in our friend group's mind of the best ranch dressing that's provided with your pizza or at any location. Like they might have the best ranch dressing as a dipping sauce.
And in I love Houston. Ranch. I'm a ranch girl. Oh my God.
This is a whole other conversation with ranch, all the debate. Who's got the best ranch?
Yeah. Yeah. They also have a pizza of the day, which is like this rotating pizza that they do. And it is at market value because, you know, they're fancy. Also, they've been doing this thing where like most pizza places have been doing, which is this like Detroit style pizza.
Can you explain that? What is Detroit?
Detroit style pizza simply is just it's the cheese first and then the sauce on the top.
That's weird.
Oh,
that's
my
weird.
God.
That's weird.
So
that is absolutely
disgusting.
Can
we just blow your mind, Carly?
Yeah. Yeah. They can keep it. They can keep that. Ew.
Too Whoa. Much sauce. I don't know, though. Like, I'm like, that sounds kind of good when I think about it.
No.
Because the sauce is so – I mean, the sauce is like – I know. She's like, that's the whole point of why I don't like pizza. But I'm like, the sauce is like some of the best part of the pizza. So I could see that being kind of good. You're like getting the sauce first and then the cheese.
Yeah, exactly.
But the ratio is like a little bit of sauce and then extra cheese.
Yes.
You know, they got to get the ratio right. That's what
I
feel.
Yeah, cheese. I think it's right. That's true.
It's usually a strip in the middle of sauce, and then the rest is just cheese and pizza. And it's just, I've had it.
We're like giving Carly a stomach ache.
Yeah, I wish I could see my face over here. Like, my face is all balled up and just like, ugh, just, I'm disgusted.
I've had it because I really wanted to try it, and it was. surprisingly so good. It is really good. Like my roommate now will typically only order Detroit style pizza if he's ordering from a pizza spot that has Detroit style pizza, because I like experimented with him trying it out, and he's obsessed. It's an obsession of his now.
Does he have a favorite Detroit style pizza place down here?
Oh, I shouldn't. My roommate is not a pizza aficionado. It's Pizza Hut. Pizza Hut's Detroit style pizza is his favorite. So that's not really a part of this conversation.
Pizza, I love that Pizza Hut is like the X out for him.
Yeah, that's that. He's really going out of his comfort zone by getting Pizza Hut's Detroit style pizza.
Oh my gosh.
The $10.99 pizzas.
Yeah, I also have to shout out Love Buzz very quickly. If you're out there after midnight and you're trying to get a really nice slice of like a house made dough that's in there, they make some of the craziest, most unique combinations of pizza you can find, and it changes, I think, every week or so. So every time you go in there and you get like one of their mystery slices, it's always like super good, and it's very surprising. So, yeah.
Houston's original neighborhood downtown is for everyone, and it's poppin'. It's our open-hearted home for our biggest celebrations and our treasured hidden gems. From the world-class theater district to incredible green spaces like Discovery Green, downtown is the place to be. In fact, more people visited downtown Houston last year than the entire population of Dallas, Fort Worth, Austin, and San Antonio combined. There's no better time to live downtown than now. From starter apartments to luxury lofts, everyone can take advantage of the arts, business, culture, entertainment, food, and recreation. Now, you might think of downtown as only the heartbeat of Houston's regional economy, which it is, but there's so much more to it, including free events throughout the week with Downtown Houston Plus. From the Market Square Park Farmers Market every Saturday to Yoga Flow every Wednesday, you can find something to do and eat and watch in downtown Houston. Learn more at downtownhouston.org. Downtown Houston, get energized and revived.
Now, AK got me a little closer to wanting to try things with the Vinny's place, but then you kind of lost me with the Detroit pizza. So we're half and half. Okay, Dina, this is up to you. Bring it home for me, please. You're the last hope.
I mean, I hope I deliver. It's going to be me and my little boy, Idris, who's going to come up on mic maybe a few times.
Aww.
Hello.
Love it. Hello.
So I have to say my go-to favorite simple style cheese pizza is going to be Frank's.
Okay.
And that's downtown. I love Frank's. I love that it's like kind of New York style, I would say. I feel like any New Yorker listening to me is going to probably come from a throat, but.
explain New York style, please. What is that? Is there sauce on top?
No, the sauce is not on top. Okay. It is the way it should be. Okay.
The way God intended.
God intended it to be sauce and cheese. So it's thin. It's a bit crunchy, I want to say sometimes. Not very doughy.
Okay.
Yeah, it has like a big crust on the back, like so the crust on the back is like really thick and crunchy.
Yeah.
More so than just like soft and chewy.
Doughy.
And yeah. It's a thin sliced pizza usually.
And the cheese is so like the cheese to sauce ratio is impeccable, I would say. Impeccable. They get it right.
Especially at Frank's. Yeah, for sure. Frank's gets that ratio down pat. Also, they're usually like wider slices of pizza, so you can fold them.
Yes. I always think of Frank's because of at the Houston Chronicle, whenever we had election night, that was the pizza that we had, and it was so good. That was always like, if we're working a late night, I was looking forward to having Frank's pizza.
Yeah. my fancy college nights were always like, let's order a whole pie from Frank's.
A pie. Look at you using those words.
And if you're, I will, can I like say one more that I wanted to mention and I forgot? And my first pizza persuasion was Home Slice. Home Slice is Austin based, but it is now in Houston. It's now in Houston. And so, Carly, since you went to college in Austin, I feel like you should give Home Slice a second try. And it's also amazing because the slices are big, like Frank's Pizza, but it's just so affordable. Like I went there on a Friday and I just got one slice of pizza and I think like a soda, and it was under 10 for my whole thing. And I mean, when can you spend under $10 for a meal in Houston?
Not these days. Yeah.
So it was really good. So I recommend it. I got the margarita slice of pizza. Mm-hmm. And it brought me back to my Austin college days. So if you're looking for just good, if you remember the home slice in Austin, then this one is just as good here in Houston.
Okay. Oh, I love home slice. But that one was not on my list. I'd say Frank's. Look, if you hate red sauce, Frank's is great because they don't put a lot of sauce. Okay. It doesn't overpower the pizza, I'd say. Mm-hmm. Definitely worth a try. I would say another spot to go to that's like got different types of pizzas and one that I think you would enjoy is Star Pizza. I actually loved their chicken Alfredo pizza, even though I don't do like white sauce on pizza. Yes. I'm a red sauce. So good. It's deep dish, so it's really Chicago style. And I feel like our Chicago sister pizza station is like totally going to come for my throat for saying that this is Chicago style.
I was about to say, do we have any good Chicago style pizza? I was wondering that. Okay.
Yes.
So Star Pizza is where to go.
But the Cowbell was always my go-to. That one had like your basic, like your true barbecue beef brisket, slow cooked, really tender on top of your pizza. And then you can add like barbecue sauce and cheddar cheese. And then if you want, red onions and pickles, which tastes amazing in like any brisket sandwich.
Oh, that sounds good. Mm-hmm. That sounds really good. Okay.
Have I convinced you yet?
Yeah.
just as an addendum at the end, I do feel like chain pizzas put way too much sauce under everything. Like Dean and Brooke are right. Like the ratio is not always right with those places. But these like more like home style cooking or like fancier, I don't know, dining experiences, whatever. They just tend to like the crust, the bread and the cheese kind of get to take more of center stage on it. So the sauce isn't as overbearing on a lot of these pizzas. So I'd recommend giving red sauce another try because it's not going to be as overbearing at a lot of these places. Like at Vinny's, that CBR pizza I told you about, you can barely taste the sauce.
Honestly, you know, Empire Pizza is also a really good spot if you don't like red sauce. They're not super overpowering. It's so delicious.
Oh my gosh. It is so delicious. Mm-hmm. So delicious. And she's right. The sauce is not overpowering because I went there recently and I never had pizza at Empire before. And I was working on something and I ordered just like, I think it was the margarita pizza. And it was so good, Carly. So I'm like, that could be an option for you. Mm-hmm. Also, Pink's Pizza. I know there are some people on this. Oh, no. I know.
No,
oh,
bro.
No.
Oh, bro,
some
no,
people on this one. Call are going to. No. Some people are going to make a noise like they just did about Pink's Pizza. But Pink's Pizza is, I will stand by Pink's, okay? I will stand by Pink's until I leave this earth because it is so it's good and you can get a slice of pizza. You can get just one slice. I love when you can just get a slice and it's not that expensive.
I'm not gonna admonish an earnest, honest business in Houston. I want to see all of them thrive, but it's just Pink, shout out to you for surviving. Like you're doing the Lord's work, but like, yeah, it's never gonna make my top five.
Yeah, same.
Mm-mm. I had Pink's at my birthday, and no one complained. Everyone ate it. It was gone. I feel like it was out, and then 20 minutes later, it was gone. So if that doesn't make a case, I think that makes a case.
I mean, there's people that eat Little Caesars at birthday parties too.
I will not put Pink's Pizza on the same level as Little Caesars. Let's not be crazy. Let's not. That's like shots fired. Let's not be crazy.
Bing.
But Pink's Pizza. I mean, I just can't. I've never met people with so much like passion.
We went to U of H. It's just going to U of H. It was a droopy pizza.
So it's the one on the U of H, like near U of H's campus. Because I guess the one I'm talking about is off of Bissonnette, like the one by the Buffalo Speed. Maybe that's different. So maybe that's what, maybe y'all just had a bad experience, because that's where I always got, I get it from that Bissonnette location.
So the Pink's on campus, it's on campus. So okay. Everyone that worked there was a student.
Student. Makes sense. Okay.
Okay. Wild. It's all coming together.
We're not going to bash these people.
It's all coming together. U of H
students. Was, no.
This is
not fair.
Your freshman year at U of H, you're like, there's a pizza spot that makes like their pizza in-house on campus.
Oh. Okay.
And then the experience, you immediately become like extremely like disillusioned.
Okay. The homework of this from this podcast is I want you guys to go to the Bissonnette location for Pink's Pizza and tell me your thoughts.
Okay. Okay. We'll report back.
Yeah,
for sure.
Okay. Y'all, this has been fun. I swear I'm going to go try some of these places out. Y'all convinced me to at least give it another try for sure.
Yay. Pizza wins again.
Yay.
Nice.
That was the CityCast crew, AK Al Momin, Brooke Lewis, and Dina Kispa. Now, I'm here with AK again, and he's about to tell us what else is going on around Houston.
Hey, Carly. You know, I've been an EZTAG driver for years, and I honestly can't tell you how much I've regretted it over the years. Don't get me wrong, it's useful when I need to get somewhere quickly or to avoid traffic lights going outside the loop, but it's not the most cost-effective, and it can add up really fast. So why am I bringing all this up? Well, I read today on the Houston Chronicle that Harris County Toll Road Authority is going to be implementing a 10% discount on all EZTAG starting in September. And moving forward, it will remain that discounted price. I don't know if anything in recent memory has actually dropped in price outside of like gas. They also want to encourage more people to use EZTAG. So starting in September, it will be free to register for one with HCTRA, which is positive news for people who live near Sam Houston, but have to contend with using the feeders because that $15 fee for registering is a really steep curve to then have to pay for the highway. This will not work with other toll transponders, but it's good news for making all our highways a little more accessible to every Houstonian.
That's it for our show here today at CityCast Houston. Next week, we'll be doing a show all about love. If you have a beautiful Houston love story that you want to share, call us at 713-489-6972, and you may hear yourself on the show. We'll be back tomorrow to round up the week's news. Until then, bye. Pizza for life.
Yes, pizza for life.
Except no pineapple on pizza, because that's just
nasty. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. I will not have the slander.